Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning, before we get started, I would just like to thank everyone that has supported Embrace Today. Tomorrow will mark 1 year that the show has been on the air, and the viewers and listeners, the amount of viewers and listeners has been consistent over this past year, and I would truly, truly, truly like to thank everyone for supporting the show. I pray that as you tune in each week, whether you are live or listening to the playback, when you share it with your friends, when you send it to people, a particular message to people that you think may need to hear it or may be inspired by it, I thank you for that. I thank you for the Facebook shares. I just thank everybody for truly supporting the show. Although I was super, super nervous last year to start it, I felt like I couldn't do it. There was just a lot of things that was in the way of me beginning the show. And as tomorrow marks 1 year that Embrace Today has been on the air, I would just truly, truly, truly like to thank everybody for continuing to support Whole House Ministries and the Embrace Today show. This morning we are going to continue on the Focus series. We have been talking or coming from the series of being focused for this month, and we'll continue on that series next month as well. It's an 8-week series that is meant to draw listeners to hone in on what we should be focused on rather than what we have been focused on. Sometimes when we are going through life, things just come up and, you know, life happens and we begin to take our focus off of God, which then in turn will cause us to not focus on the reason why we may be doing something or a reason why we may be in a particular place. And so this 8-week series has been to draw listeners to get our focus back to God so that we can remain focused on Him and fulfill the purpose that He has for us to fulfill. This morning we are going to be coming from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And as you all can see, we have been in Luke for this whole month. We'll actually be in Luke for the whole year. And so we're going to study the Gospel of Luke together for 2016. We're going to go through the first half of the Gospel of Luke, and then for 2017, we'll go through the second half of the Gospel of Luke. So we'll be in Luke for the next 2 years if you continue to listen to the show. And so this morning it'll be Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. And we're talking from the topic today of expecting the unexpected. And what that basically is sometimes when we know that something is going on, or sometimes we don't even know something is going to happen, but it's coming from a point of view of expect the unexpected. Don't place God in a box, or don't look at what's going on with other people or how other people have gotten a particular thing. Love you too. A particular thing. Have a good day. Don't look at the way that people have gotten a particular thing or how they have walked in their particular purpose. But this message today is for you to exceed unexpected. Anything can happen with God. However God wants your purpose to happen, however God wants to fulfill everything that goes on in your life, is the way that it's going to happen. And so from today's message, that's what I want us to think of, expecting the unexpected. allowing God to do what he's going to do without any limit, without any limitations, opening our minds, our hearts, our spirits to what God is getting ready to do, to what God wants to do in our lives. And so as we start in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, I'll read 26 through 28. It says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we can't let our background disqualify us. If you notice that it said that she was a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. So it tells us that she was a virgin. She was sealed. She had not previously done anything in order for her to be able to conceive. And so her credentials, with her being a virgin, her credentials will tell us that a virgin can't get pregnant. And so sometimes when we are looking at the credentials of our own life, there's something that we have either done or not done enough of to disqualify us from fulfilling a particular thing or from receiving a particular thing. But we must understand that when we are expecting the unexpected and when we are allowing God to lead our lives, then nothing can stop what God is going to do. So it doesn't matter what we have done in our past or what we haven't done in our past. God, if he says that he's going to do something, if he is going to use you for a particular thing, he is going to use you. It also states here that she was pledged to be married. She was going to be married to someone, and she was a virgin. But it says also she was blessed among women. And if you can think of a virgin that's supposed to be engaged to someone, she's engaged to someone, she's supposed to be a virgin, and then she becomes pregnant, that can bring a lot of shame and disgrace to the woman and to the man. Because it's showing here you're engaged to someone that's already pregnant, and you know you're not supposed to have sex with someone until after you're married. So that can bring shame and disgrace to them. And so we have to understand that some of the things that we have done in our background, some of the things that we haven't done in our background, or even some of the things people may assume about us or about our background can bring shame and disgrace to us. And so when that happens, we have to make sure that we aren't losing our focus, that we are staying focused on God so that we can fulfill his purpose. Notice it doesn't say that anyone else saw the angel of the Lord. When he came to Mary, he was talking directly to Mary. And so we have to understand that everyone's not going to understand what God is doing in your life. Everyone is not going to approve what God is doing in your life. And the main thing here is you not letting your background disqualify you. A lot of times we minimize ourselves, and we don't see ourselves the way that God sees us. It says here that she was blessed among women. And so we don't see ourselves the way that God sees us oftentimes, and it causes us to disqualify ourselves from things that God wants to do in our life. It causes us to disqualify ourselves from receiving some of the things that God has for us to receive, and it causes us to discredit ourselves when we are looking at our background and, you know, different things that we haven't accomplished in order to fulfill something. If we look at me, for example, if I was going to say that if God told me I was going to run a million-dollar company, with a high school diploma, I wouldn't think that could happen. And so I would look at myself like, how can I do this? I have a high school diploma. I don't have any business degrees. And so we begin to look at things in the way that we think things should be set up. Not saying that there's anything wrong with having a degree or anything like that, but we begin to look at things the way in our natural eyes and how we think that they should go, instead of looking at things through God's eyes and allowing him to lead us and provide us, allowing ourselves to embrace the word that he has given us. And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we can't let our background disqualify us. And so let's look at verses 29 through 33. It says, "But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered, 'What manner of greeting is this?' Then the angel said to her, 'Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we can't let our background disqualify us, but we also have to know that favor trumps fear. When you are favored by God, you are favored. So don't let your fear of not being able to do something, fear of the unknown, don't let your fear trump favor. Favor trumps fear. God has chosen you. And so when God has chosen you, he will equip you and he will prepare you for the thing that he has chosen you for. Because what he has chosen you to do, what he has, whether it's in ministry, whether it's a business in your community, whether it's in politics, when God set something up for you to fulfill, it's all for the for him to get the glory so that people can see him. And so we have to understand that when we are favored by God, favor should trump fear. She was troubled at the news, but yet she found favor with God. A lot of us have found favor with God, and because we are disqualifying ourselves due to our background, we aren't embracing the favor that God has placed upon our lives. We aren't embracing the favor that God has told us about. We aren't embracing those things that we know that we should do. Sometimes we know that we should do a particular thing, or sometimes we know what God is doing, but because we have fear of messing up, fear of not being in control, fear of the unknown, fear of not being liked by other people, fear of what other people are going to say about us, fear of how people are going to take us, fear of being rejected. We have all of this fear because we are disqualifying ourselves, but we have to know that we have favor upon our lives from God, and he has called us and equipped us for his glory. He will not set us up to fail. God is calling people to see him through us. And so he would not set us up for something or give us something to do in order for us to fail, but he is setting this thing up so that his glory can be seen in this earth. And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we have to know that favor trumps any fear that we have. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so we must understand that God has chosen us. He has equipped us. He will prepare us. And you can't expect, just think about being a virgin and not ever having sex, and then an angel of the Lord coming to you, telling you that you are getting ready to be pregnant. Or being a man and an angel of the Lord coming to you, and you know you haven't had sex with the person that you're engaged to, and the angel of the Lord tells you that your fiance is getting ready to be pregnant. Imagine what that feeling is. That is something that one would not expect. And so we have to begin to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us with his wisdom, give us eyes and ears to see and hear through the Spirit so that we can understand better what he is doing. And sometimes we won't understand it at all, but we have to know that he is leading us and he is guiding us, and we can't put up all of these blockers and things that's hindering us, things that have hindered us. We can't put those blockers up. We have to embrace what he is doing in our lives. And so we have to begin to expect the unexpected. Don't look at what happened generations before and see how they've done things, or even looking at how things are done now, but the way that God wants to do something in your life, the way that he sets it up is the way that it's going to happen. So embrace what the Lord is doing. Move forward in what he has called for you to do. Don't let your credentials disqualify you, and know that favor trumps fear. And so in verses 34 through 35, it says, "Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.'" And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we can't let our background disqualify us. We have to know that favor trumps fear. And then we also have to know that the Lord has us covered. Again, she says, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Meaning she had not had sex with anybody, so she brought up her credentials, her past, her background. But we have to know that the Lord has us covered. There's nothing that we can do except be obedient to help us get to where God has called for us to get to. We have to be obedient to his word. We have to know that it's something that he is doing. We cannot not try to do it on our own, because when we try to do it on our own, then we'll fail. But we have to know that he has us covered. It says the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And if you can think of they had this game back in elementary school. It was a big old parachute. It was a big circle parachute. And then the whole class will get around the parachute. We'll all pick it up, and we'll begin to shake it up and down. If you can just think about that parachute being shaken up and down, a whole class, it's a big old circle, and everyone's shaking that parachute up and down. And then somebody has to run across that parachute and get to the other side without being caught under it. So if you can imagine running to the other side and then the parachute falls over you, and it's a huge parachute. And so that's how the power of the Most High will overshadow you, meaning the parachute covered the person, and there was so much more room around. All of the area around the person was also covered. And think about that being the Holy Spirit covering you. The power of the Most High overshadowing you, overshadowing, having you covered, having you protected, leading you and guiding you to where he has for you to go, taking you through each and every step of the process, regardless of what your background is, regardless of the fear that may try to sneak in, regardless of what other people are saying about you, regardless of who will get mad because of what you're doing. The Holy Spirit has you covered. And so we have to remember that this is not about us. We can't go in our own might, but we have to know that the Lord is leading us. And let me tell you why, because when we go outside of God's will and we start trying to do things our way, or we aren't moving with him, then things will start messing up. Everything, when you're not in alignment with God, everything will mess up. There's no telling what can happen if you are outside of God's will. We cannot sit here and say that X, Y, and Z can't happen when we are outside of God's will, because you're outside of God's will. You're moving in your own power. You're doing things your own way. And so you're basically your own God. You're in control of your own life. And so anything can happen, you know. And so when we are in God's favor, when we are walking in the power and presence of God, when we are allowing God to do what he says he's going to do, and when we are obedient to his word, then we will be in alignment and covered by him. And so we won't have a reason to fear. We can continue to walk in the Holy Spirit. It says the Holy Spirit will come upon you. We will continue to walk in the Holy Spirit and fulfill the purpose that he has for us to fulfill, regardless of what may come our way. And so we have to expect the unexpected. No, the Lord has you covered. It may seem bigger than you, because it is bigger than you, because God is bigger than you, and God has given it to you. And so we have to know and expect the unexpected when we are walking in this journey. We have to expect the unexpected, because God will do what he says that he will do. We have to expect the unexpected because we were chosen, we were restored, we were redeemed. God has forgiven us. He has prepared us. He is leading us. He is guiding us. He is protecting us. He is overshadowing us. And so we have to expect the unexpected when we are on this journey. God has prepared us to do his work. He has prepared us to do his work. And again, not for our glory, but all for his glory. So his word and his name could be manifested and magnified throughout this earth. And so expect the unexpected. Don't place God in a box. Don't disqualify yourself. Don't let fear stop you from doing what God has called for you to do. Know that favor has trumped fear. When you are favored by God, there's nothing that anyone can do to stop what God wants to do. God is in control. Know that he has you covered. But then let's look at verses 36 through 37. It says, now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Again, for with God, nothing will be impossible. And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we can't let our background disqualify us. We have to know that favor trumps fear. We have to know that the Lord has us covered. But then we also have to know that you are not the only one. She's not the only one. Mary was not the only one that the Lord was using in an unexpected way. We have been talking about Elizabeth and how she was barren, and then the angel of the Lord came to her husband and told him that she was going to conceive. And so she was barren. Elizabeth was barren. So there may have been times where they were trying to have a baby but was unable to. And so her disgrace was removed when she became pregnant. And so Mary, she was a virgin. She had done nothing, but she was going to become pregnant. And so sometimes you can be in the right place with the right people doing the right things, but you still not produce what God wants you to produce because it's the wrong time. And then all other times you can just not do anything to produce what the Lord wants you to produce, but then in God's timing, when he's ready for you to do it, he'll do it. So again, nothing is impossible with God. Expect the unexpected. Both of these ladies were in situations where it had to be God to do what they were going to do. And just like us, it has to be God to do what he is getting ready to do in our lives. It is not small. The things that God wants to do, he has to do it because it's too big for us to do on our own. And because it's so big, we begin to count ourselves out and we begin to think that it can't happen. We begin to look at ourselves in our own eyes and say, this cannot be. How can I do this? You can do it because God has you covered and he is leading you. He has prepared you. And know that you are not the only one. Elizabeth was her relative. So there are going to be people that are very close to you, that are very close to you, that will have a similar season. It may not be the same exact season, but it may be a similar season where they are walking in something that they have never experienced before, where it could possibly bring shame to their name and disgrace. And then, and other ways, it can remove the disgrace and shame that they have had for years. Elizabeth was said to be barren, and that brought disgrace to her. She was old, and she didn't think that she was going to be able to conceive. And then Mary, she was a virgin, and so that could have brought shame and disgrace to her. But again, nothing is impossible with God. Know who you are working with. You are working with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are working for a God that has placed his power within you, and you are being led by him. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so when we are focused on God, then we'll know that it is not about us, but it is all about him and his work. We have to make sure that we understand that this is not anything about us. This is all about God and fulfilling the purpose that he has for us to fulfill. So you may have been barren all of these years, or you may even be a virgin in a sense where you have not even done anything to be able to produce what you are getting ready to produce, meaning you do not have the credentials to do the work that you are getting ready to do, but God has called you, will overshadow you, and will lead you in the direction that he has for you to go. You really don't have the credentials to do the work that the Lord has prepared you to do right now, but he has called you. It is the time for you to do it, and so you have to embrace what he wants to do in your life. Don't allow fear to trump favor, but know that favor trumps fear. Don't disqualify yourself because God has called you, he has equipped you, and you should do the work that he has called for you to do because it is all about him. And so we have to know that we have to expect the unexpected when we are working with God. When we are walking in his purposes and in his plan, we cannot place him in a box. We have to see ourselves the way that God sees us. And so expect the unexpected. Expect God to do what he said that he's going to do. And see yourself the way that he has seen you. God has chosen you. He has chosen me. He has chosen us to do his work for his glory in this earth. And so we have to take the focus off of ourselves. Take the focus off of our circumstances. Take the focus off of what people are saying we can and can't do. Take the focus off of what people will think about us. Take the focus off of not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings. Take the focus off of all of that and focus on God and fulfilling the purpose that he has for us to fulfill. And so let's look at verse 38. It says, "Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." And so when we are expecting the unexpected, we can't let our background disqualify us. We have to know that favor trumps fear. We have to know that the Lord has us covered. We have to know that we aren't the only ones. But then we have to be the Lord's vessel. Accept your assignment. Accept your assignment, regardless of what it may come, how it may come, but regardless of your background, regardless of what you've been through, accept your assignment, regardless of how you feel right now, regardless of how you see it, regardless, trust God. Submit to your assignment. Do not place God in a box. See yourself the way that God sees you. Believe that you are who God says you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in God's image. He prepared a plan for you while you were yet in your mother's womb. He knows the plans that he has for you, plans for hope and a future. Embrace what God is doing in your life. Be his vessel and not your own vessel. Notice that Mary said, she said in verse 38, let it be to me according to your word. And so it was not her word. It was not other people's word. It was the word of God. And sometimes the Lord has spoken to us so clear, but we have allowed our own voice to overshadow and overtalk God's voice. We have allowed the fear to trump God's voice. We know that we have an assignment from the Lord. We know that we need to be the Lord's vessel. We know that there is work for us to do and our time is now, but we have to be the Lord's vessel. You may not get all of the instructions right here and right now, but what you must do is submit and to surrender to your process. You must take the first step of faith. Allow faith to lead you. Allow faith in God and his word to take you where you need to be. Allow what the word of the Lord is for you to lead you and guide you. Be the Lord's vessel. He'll guide you through. And so expect the unexpected. Expect God to do what he says he's going to do. This thing is so much bigger than you that you can't even fathom what it is. You cannot process it. You don't know how you will even get there. You are looking at yourself and where you are today, so what God has said that you will do, where he said that you will go, and you can't even process what he is saying, what he is going to do. And you're not going to be able to process it until you embrace him. You have to see things through his eyes, and it's all for his glory. None of it is about us. And so when we think about it and think about us trying to get there on our own power, no, we're not going to fathom it. But we have to know that this thing is a God thing. This is God. He is setting this up. And the word of the Lord this morning, he says, focus on me. This process and season is one you've never experienced. My power and guidance is what will assist you. You will have help because you are not the only one in this season. Submit to my will and know my words never fail. And so expect the unexpected. God is going to do what he says that he will do. Don't let your background disqualify you. Don't look at your credentials. Don't look at your credentials. No, God has called you. You are favored in his eyes. Favor trumps fear. No, the Lord, he has you covered. He has you, but you have to stay in alignment with him. Know that you aren't the only one going through a season that you have never been in before, going through a season that you don't even know what to do or what to expect. You are not the only one, but God has you covered. And submit to his will. Be his vessel. Accept your assignment. Stop running from what God has called you to do. Stop trying to fix it to fit you, and you need to get in and fit into it. And so embrace what God is doing in your life. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you have given us another opportunity, Lord, to worship you, Lord, another opportunity to be a vessel for you, Lord, another opportunity to be a witness, Lord, here on this earth, Lord. We are asking you this morning, Lord, to forgive us for not seeing ourselves the way that you see us, oh God. Forgive us for not embracing the words that you have given us, Lord. Forgive us for not embracing your word, Lord. Help us to be who you have called for us to be, Lord. Lord, we are asking you today to fill us with your wisdom, Lord. Give us the holy boldness to take that next step, oh God. Give us your wisdom, your discernment, your knowledge and understanding, Lord, so that we can stay on the path, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay in your word, to meditate on it both day and night, oh God. Give us the strength, Lord, to be your vessel, to accept our assignment from you, regardless of how big it is, oh God. Lord, I pray that we stay focused on your word, that we embrace what you are doing, and that it is all done for your glory. Lord, we need you, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApreeCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.